Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here.
Where is here?
A different place than normally is here. That is right. There is no air conditioning in the studio, and we decided to be wimps tonight and go outside.
Correct.
So, in homage to a previous episode or two of Geek's Corner, we've decided to be outside in the garden with a flame behind us. It's not quite a tiki torch, but I don't have a tiki torch, so it is what it is. It'll be fine. Yes. And
I just remembered at one point you did have tiki torches, so I was like, where did they go?
They died.
That's
like
fair.
You know, these things get old as time goes by, whatever.
Passage of time.
So what should people do, Katie?
You should, wherever it is that you're watching, I'm very thrown off from our routine from doing this somewhere different. Wherever you're watching, go into the chat, which probably is YouTube, but hey, if you're watching somewhere else, I'd be impressed. Go into the chat, tell us how you're watching if it's not on YouTube, and tell us how hot it is where you are. It's a fun little game we're playing, because where we are, 78 degrees, and it's 8:31
getting better
p.m.
all the time. That is correct. We aren't doing What's on Mr. Dapp's Desk tonight because we do not have a desk.
There's no desk.
That's okay. What we are doing, though, is an update to last week. So last week, you may recall, we're just going to get this right out of the way from the start. We threw down a challenge for pickle milkshakes. And the goal being is if it was $250 that were raised by each of us separately, we would make pickle milkshakes out of the pickles that we'd made previously on an old episode of Geek's Corner. And we would eat them on the show. So we've decided to up the ante a little bit, give a little bit more time. And the way we're going to do this is, so basically it would add up to $500 raised for Chalk to make this happen. What we're going to do is we're going to eliminate the fact that it has to be $250 for me, $250 for Katie. What we're going to make it is $500 across the board for the entire team. Mm-hmm. So I think we're a little bit over $1,000 a team has raised right now. So you can do this through fundraising if you're on our team. You can do this through fundraising if you're not on our team and just get anybody to donate to whoever you feel like on the team. You can do this by joining the team, which is going to chalkwalk.org/dapsmagic. And any way that we get to 500 makes this happen. However, there's a bonus clause to this. If we get 550, Zach Abrams, Mr. Chalkwalk himself, will join us and eat the pickle milkshakes as well.
It's true.
Which I think is hilarious and amazing. And he kind of walked into it because we were talking about this. And he's like, oh, I love pickles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you think about them in a milkshake? And he kind of, well, and that kind of stopped him dead in his tracks for a second. And it was very amusing. So
I do love that apparently this had caught so much traction that people within the building at Chalk were telling Zach, did you hear Mr. Dapps is
who was in Hawaii?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you hear Mr. Dapps is trying to do a thing with pickles?
So the way I see it, you can give $5.
Yeah.
You get a lot of people to give $5. We're there. $10.
Yeah.
$50. $100. Whatever donation you can get, just go to chalkwalk.org/dappsmagic. Donate, make a huge difference in kids' lives, and they've got some really cool stuff that's coming up in the future that we can't talk about yet, but you won't want to not support this because it's already making a huge difference and it's going to make an even bigger one moving forward. So do what you can, get whoever you can to donate that extra dollar, $5, $50, $100, doesn't matter. We can make a difference together, and maybe you'll get to see us, all three of us, eat pickle milkshakes. You never.
And also, if you do donate yourself, check if the company you work for does donation matching.
That's a quick way to get there.
It is a quick way to get there. The company I work for, Starbucks, does do it. I know sometimes Disney does donation matching.
A lot of corporations will.
Yeah. So,
and even if they don't say they will, sometimes you can ask and they're like, oh yeah, we'll do that.
So check, see if that's possible, whatever your job is. Mm-hmm. And see if your donation of $10, $15, whatever, can double.
And even if you can't walk with us, you can still join the team, and they call it a sleeping bear, I think.
Sleeping bear.
I think it's a sleeping bear. And basically that means you're on the team, but you just don't show up on the day of. And then you can support that way too. And that's, and you can still win the prizes because there's a lot of prizes you can win too. And so, you know, all of these things, keep in mind, let's do them. All right, let's get into the news. This last week, there's been so much has happened in the last week.
It's been such a long week.
It's made Katie tired already. But Bob Iger announced that, well, the board announced that Bob Iger will extend his contract by 2 extra years, which means he's here now through 2026, I believe. And that's probably a good thing since we don't know who's coming next. But what do you think about Bob Iger's extension of his contract?
I think that they are preparing time to find who's going to be the next person in role. And they're most likely not wanting to rush the process because being CEO is a very big job. And so to me, what this looks like is Bob Iger knows the company the best. He's the person that is the most skilled to be Disney's CEO at the moment. But they are giving themselves time as a company to prepare somebody else to take the role.
I think so too. And I would not be surprised if we can tell who that is in the next year, just by how either promotions happen or hirings happen, and or just watch who's with him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of think that's going to maybe be a clue as to who comes next. Yes, Clocky, you have 2 more years to get your resume ready. I know you would be great. And but I do think it'll be very interesting. And I think even the next 6 months to a year will probably be very interesting too, because if you are going to mentor someone and bring them into that role, either way, like if they're external or internal, I think you need to get that person closer to the center chair, for a Star Trek reference, as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have my guesses on who that person will be, and I'll keep them to myself for now. Maybe I'll talk about him in Patreon. We'll see. But no, I think we're going to see some moves in the company in the not too distant future that will probably give us some clues as to who comes next. And I think it'll be interesting. Like, I think it'll be very fun to watch. And I think that's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
You just keep saying the only problem doing this out here is bugs.
Mm-hmm.
What comes
next? But that's Citronella.
Huh? What comes next?
Oh, yes.
You've been freed.
So you think it's going to be like
Do
Hamilton?
You know how hard it is to lead. Yeah, that's you just said what comes next.
Okay.
So I immediately went to.
You went to the song.
I went to that. John Adams.
Mm-hmm. So who would be your dream person to fill the role?
Oh, don't ask me that. Okay. You know my answer.
Angela Lansbury. She's not around anymore. But
do you want my actual answer?
Yeah.
Josh Damaro.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that your answer as well?
At the moment, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a distinct possibility. We will see what happens. And time will tell.
Time will certainly tell.
It absolutely will. All right. Let's get into the birthday portion of the show. Disneyland celebrated its 68th birthday on Monday. It was hot. It was like 90 something degrees. I don't know. I was in
much like July 17th, 1955.
It was actually warmer. I think I saw that it was warmer on Monday than it was on July 17th, 1955. But we were there covering this momentous day, milestone day. Yes.
Celebratory day.
That one. And got to see the cavalcade, and it was very cute, and it was also referencing the Disney 100 with its colors and the balloons and all that stuff. And Mickey and friends all had their Disney 100 outfits on. Disneyland band played, which I always like, and they had the Dapper Dans and all of that. It was great. I do miss when they used to do the ceremonies in Town Square.
That's what I was thinking as
like
well.
With the mayor of Main Street, which we haven't seen that guy in forever. I don't know what happened to him, but
Maybe Main Street's governmentless at the moment.
I think it is. It could be kind of like Not Scary Farm.
In
where they
way?
Like the mayor gets like elected every day.
You're they thinking should, Ghost Town Alive.
Or Ghost Town Alive.
Yeah. You could do it Not Scary Farm.
Not Scary Farm. Ghost Town Alive.
that would make sense.
Same
actually.
Place, different time. Yeah. But that'd be kind of funny. Like,
yeah.
do a Ghost Town Alive thing on Main Street USA. It'd be hilarious.
So you mean like Legends of Frontierland.
But on Main Street.
But on me. That would be entertaining. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if any of you guys remember Legends of Frontierland. I don't, because I wasn't there.
I do. Very I distinctly.
Didn't have a pass when Legends of it Frontierland was a thing. But could you imagine that insanity on Main Street?
I just remember when they'd all go into the Golden Horseshoe and it was just chaos. Like, it was fantastic. yeah, it was only 82 on the opening day. Only thank you, Flocky. 82. I read that somewhere. But it was super hot on Monday. And thank you, Disney Insiders, for the water, because I was just toughing it out. Because once you have a spot, you can't give it up. And they brought me water, so that was very kind of them. And the cavalcade was fun. I think actually one of the more fun parts of the day was we got to see Alice in Wonderland with her whole unit, other than the Evil Queen that was out in Fantasyland. And they went on the Mad Tea Party, and then they had another Mad Tea Party of their own.
I love that.
And it was just such a fun, zany, zany's the word, time in the park watching them play and go on the Mad Tea Party and all of that fun stuff. And it's one of those things that I wish you saw happen more often, just because those kind of things add so much life to the park and really make you as a guest be like, oh yeah, these people live here. Like, of course Alice lives in Fantasyland by the Mad Tea Party, by that.
That's her home.
Yeah, like all of those things kind of make sense. And it's fun seeing the other characters running around and doing all of that fun stuff. But I hope we see more of that. It was great. And we will see what they do. I'm betting next year will also be about the same size as this year, but it'll be interesting to see what they do when it hits 70.
Yeah.
Because we're getting close to that, a couple years away. And
2 whole mm-hmm. years away.
Yeah. I mean, I think in my head, 75 would be bigger than 70.
Would it?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a quarter of a century.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's bigger. And, but yeah, who knows? That we'll see as time flies. And that is amazing. We got in the chat, a resident once told me that she was at the opening day of Disneyland and said wearing her patent leather kitten heels was a mistake.
I would love.
You definitely should write that down. That's amazing.
A pair of patent leather kitten heels.
Just maybe not when it's 82 degrees out. And the cement's melting.
And when the cement's melting.
Mm-hmm.
Cement's melting.
Yeah. That part might not go over so well, but if you're at the Disneyland birthday, let us know, and let us know your favorite Disneyland birthday memory as well, because that's always a special time of year. And one of the things I love most about it is all of the people you don't see the rest of the year show up for the birthday.
It's like a family reunion.
It's kind of like that reunion where there are people you just never see, and suddenly it's like that one in Candlelight, you see people everybody. All the time. And that's always a highlight for me as well. All right, let's move on, because there's a ton to cover. And I was able to attend the world premiere of Haunted Mansion on Saturday in a suit when it was also equally hot. And it was a adventure, to say the least. And we got there at like 3 p.m, stood in the sun in the Esplanade. It was lovely. And but then we went over to New Orleans Square, which is mostly shade. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I think of New Orleans Square as a very hot land.
Nope, it is almost all in shade where they did red carpet, because it was up around
where that fountain is.
Yeah, and that's most of New Orleans Square.
That's true.
Like, when you think about it, it's that, and it's walkways that aren't super wide, so the buildings go really high. You're like, unless you're that's out in true. Front along the Rivers of America, you're in the shade.
That's true.
And so we were out there for a bit. And we got to go on the ride, and then they had some characters out that were actually really cool, because we saw Constance Hathaway, we saw Sally Slater, Mickey and Minnie were in some fun outfits. I think they might have been from Hong Kong Disneyland, to be honest.
They're very cute.
But they were very cute. And Maleficent, Cruella, Evil Queen was there. I'm trying to think of who else I'm missing. That might be it.
I was like, that's everybody off the top of my head.
And perhaps the most exciting or most fun part was getting to meet the Haunted Mansion or Mystic Manor or Phantom Manor cast members from around the world. And I got to interview one of the cast members from Phantom Manor, and he was just the most delightful guy ever. And if you look very close, do you want to say this part?
No, you could say it.
Nope, go ahead.
You're already on it.
Nope, you're it. Tag.
You just did that thing where you realize you've been talking for too long. If you go on the Disney Parks TikTok and you look at the video of the cast members from around the world, there is, when you see the Phantom Manor cast member, another person in a hat that is well dressed. But you're not wearing a top hat or a purple coat.
Which it did lead to the conversation when I was there with my media rep that a top hat would be super cool. Like, I feel like I could wear a top
hat. He's wanted a top hat for years.
It'd be very fun. But yeah, it was a fun interview, fun to chat with him. And it was very sweet because at the end of it, I was thanking him. He's like, oh, no, thank you. And I'm like, no. We thank you for the interview, not vice versa. Like, we just had fun chatting.
My random question you're probably going to say no to. Mm-hmm. Did you speak any French with him?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't even think about it. Like, you're there for a job. You're doing your thing. Like, you're trying to get your 2 minutes of content before your time is up. So I kind of went straight to business. I'm going to try to find a way to transcribe it. And then I'll, because it's just an audio interview that I've got for me. So I need to transcribe it. And then I'll get that interview up on Dapps Magic.
I just think that would have been hilarious. You did the interview in French.
Yeah. Maybe a little confusing, but
I mean, I don't speak any French, so I wouldn't know what's
going on.
Well,
the problem is then I'd have to not only transcribe it, but then also translate it and then write it into an article. So.
And then the problem is anybody knows if you're bilingual or you even are learning another language, things don't ever exactly translate.
True.
When you're, there are things in French, there are things in Spanish, there are things in German that like they have this essence that they just don't translate correctly. But
that is true. But overall, very fun. After we did all the stuff over on the red carpet in New Orleans Square, we went over to the Hyperion Theater. They had dinner, they had snacks, they had a gallery, I guess. Like there was props and there was costumes from the movie that were put out around the normally be the queue area, but whatever the courtyard, I guess, outside of the Hyperion. And then they gave us popcorn and candy and stuff as we were going into the Hyperion to watch the movie. And then the director spoke about it, and he seems completely lovely, and he was fun to listen to. And then we watched it. And if you want to hear what I thought about it, you're going to have to wait for another week because I'm embargoed.
But I'm not embargoed because I didn't see it. I can talk about Justin Simien and how he's a lovely person.
Oh, you can talk about him.
And
yeah.
I know. I was just giving
you. We just can't talk about the movie.
If I said anything about the movie, you guys should be concerned because I have not seen it. And if I have seen it, it was in a dream. So I don't think we want to see the dream version of the Haunted Mansion. Justin Simien was a cast member at the Disneyland Resort specifically. I believe he opened Grizzly River Run, which is random, and it's the other park. But he was a cast member, and I like to think that that's going to make his love for Disney and Disneyland specifically shine through.
Well, and he talked about how he really loved Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion, and like those were his two favorite things forever. So it was very fun to listen to his heart and his passion, not only just for the movie, but for the craft, and then also for his family. And so very, very fun experience. And we'll have a review up for that, I think, on the 25th.
Because to me, this Haunted Mansion film is about Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. Again, I haven't seen it. I could be talking nonsense. But from everything I've seen, it is a New Orleans mansion that is haunted, which is not the Haunted Mansion in Florida. The Haunted Mansion in Florida is like a generic Southern creepy thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What place is the Haunted Mansion supposed to be in?
I don't know.
That's a good little brain teaser. I don't know. But ours is very specifically New Orleans. So I'm very excited about this.
I like Soarin' Over California, the movie. I actually think you could see Grizzly River Run, the movie, being something too. Or a cartoon.
Grizzly River Run, the movie, but Ranger the country Smith, bears do
I was thinking,
have to show up.
I was thinking Ranger Smith and Humphrey the Bear. Like, that's, it's...
But I want a cameo by the country bears.
Sure. You go by them as they're singing.
That's fine.
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
Like, I don't even care if they're just in the background.
Along with Haunted Mansion coming to theaters on July 28th, it's also currently on Zillow. What do you think of it being on Zillow?
How much is it?
I think it's like your soul or something.
Oh,
It's one of
I
those things, you know, like those.
price is a little too high for me. I like the like campy fun things when they put things like this on Zillow, or I really love what I really wish is that they did what like Ted Lasso did and they rented out May's Pub in Richmond proper. And they like it was like or what they did with Lord of the Rings. You wrote it was on the Dapps. You can read this on dappsmetric.com. There was like an Airbnb for yeah, and it was like $1 a night.
That was just for one.
But yes, it was the same thing for Ted Lasso. It was like $10 a night if you could get in. I think something like that would be very fun. I don't know how they would do it, but it'd be fun.
To be able to like stay and
Stay.
well, they did do it years ago at the Haunted Mansion that you could stay there. I can only imagine how much money
Many.
people would spend on being able to spend the night
Many.
there. Yeah, that would be very interesting. All right, we are going to keep moving right along, and we now know that Queenie and the Jambalaya Jazz Band will be returning to Disneyland. Well, they haven't really gone anywhere. They just haven't been playing together, and they will be on a barge on the Rivers of America starting on Friday night. And we got to break this story. It was very fun. Disneyland reached out to us and said, "Hey, we think you are the right organization to reach or to break this story because you happen to be one of the only people with videos, I think." But so we broke this story. Was it yesterday? It already feels like so much longer ago. But what do you think of Jambalaya Jazz and Queenie performing together on the Rivers of
I'm
America
so
nightly,
excited!
three times a night?
3 times a night. I think that the entire Rivers of America lights up with things like this. You think with when they used to have the Cadaver Dance during Mickey's Halloween parties, or obviously Fantasmic is the obvious choice, or even when there's a nighttime cruise of the Mark Twain, the life that that brings to the Rivers of America in total is so worth it. But something like this, where it's engaging, it's entertaining to families, it's lively, it fits all the theming. I'm just so excited that this is like back. So,
But well, in a new way too.
yeah.
And they're gonna have some classic jazz stuff. They're gonna have some Disney tunes. I would be shocked if we don't hear like a couple new jazzy renditions from The Princess and the Frog, which I think will be a lot of fun. And because that just would make sense with all that's going
Yeah.
on right now. And I can't wait to hear what they do. And I'm sure you'll see tons of videos up on our YouTube throughout the summer and fall, however long it goes, of this. And we'll hopefully get at least every set that they do at some point. And I think it'll be great. And I hope it leads to more things like that. Like, and even after Fantasmic does eventually come back, I would love to see it still happen before Fantasmic, like it used to, because it used to be the pre-show. Like, well, there would be a pre-show of a jazz band playing before Fantasmic, and I always thought that was such a charming thing to lead into the night, bug in my face, and I'd love to see that continue on. I will say, there is no update on Fantasmic right now, so don't take this as like, oh, this means step one or this means not happening. It just means nothing right now. So we will continue to keep our eyes and ears on that story, and when we know, you'll know, and that will be, it'll be fun. I think it'll be a fun and relaxing thing to do any night really along the Rivers of America. All right, finally. We're going to make it through this whole list. San Francisco will be completely open by August 31st.
Wild.
It is wild. We got like a month and a week or two to go. What do you think about this for one? What are you most looking forward to for two?
Really excited that the wharf won't be a dead end anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be excited to use the bridge again. I am really excited for Baymax. I love
Talking Baymax.
talking Baymax. I love Hero and Baymax. I did not get to meet Hero when I was at Epcot. many years ago. So I'm excited to see both of them. Baymax, I think, is one of the best character hugs to exist. So to me, like, the food is like secondary, but Baymax is number one.
Okay. What food are you most looking forward to?
We talked about this last week. The birria ramen, probably. Okay. Honestly.
Which a friend of ours had and said it was very good.
I feel like I could throw a dart at the food and I would pick something delicious because all of it looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think that'll be great. I'm actually most looking forward to the actual construction, I guess, being done, like partially the bridge, but I just want to see everything as it's supposed to be finished because I'm loving all of the different graphics we're seeing and the different signs we're seeing and all of that kind of fun stuff that's giving a very different and I almost want to say more interactive vibe to the land because there's so much more to explore and to see now, even though it's basically the same thing. And I'm liking that we're getting all of these new details that we can enjoy as we wander around this area. And I think that's a really good thing. And I think the kite, what are they called? The kites up above that are coming in, whatever those are. I think those are going to add a lot too. And it's interesting because I took my nephews to Disneyland on Thursday and we talk about kinetic energy a lot on this show.
Sure do.
And one of the things I noticed just about everywhere we went was how, like, I'm thinking of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at the moment. We're walking through the marketplace and there's the part where they're cooking all the meat and it's all moving and it's all animatronic, robotic, whatever. And it was amazing to me that that was a thing that both my nephews and my 18th month niece all went, like, they thought that was the coolest thing ever. And it was interesting because, like, the trains they loved, the cars going up and down Main Street, they love, like, the things that were moving and bringing life to the parks really caught their attention, as and the boats, like the big boats, really caught their attention as well. And so I'm hoping some of those kite things up above will do the same thing, where we'll give a little bit of movement and just give you something visually interesting. Like, everything's interesting, but it just adds a little bit of a, like, movement catches your attention. I think that's going to be a really fun thing in the land. I'm also really looking forward to the food. I think it'll be fun to see Baymax and Hero. I don't know that I'm as into that as you are. I think it'll be great for a picture or two, but
that's okay.
It is.
You can be friends and love different things.
Exactly. But I think I'm looking forward to the menu at Lucky Fortune Cookery the most. Like, I want to eat there. And the things I've heard in theory are really good. New menu just released today. And so in the near future, we will try it out and let you know what we think. And maybe we'll even vlog it. Who knows? We'll see. But I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Maybe even the ramen. I don't know.
I just don't want it right now when it's 95 degrees.
Well, now it's like it's 75. We're making progress. I don't know. You know, like it'll be fun. I do think there's lots of possibilities. I don't know that it would actually happen there because the space thing is an issue, but, like, I would love to see. I don't even know what you would make it. Like, I think you could put a ride in, like a Big Hero 6 ride.
Where?
I don't know. Like, it'd have to be.
I'm so sorry. I felt a bug.
Behind where Baymax and Hero are going to be.
Okay.
Like, kind of next to Cars Land, but back towards, what is that, Catella? Like, it would take up a lot of, Catella. Oh,
okay.
Because Catella is going back behind, like, Harbor would be on the other side of
Cars Land. Yeah, I was thinking straight back.
Yeah, no, you'd be in the middle of Cars Land. No, I'm thinking basically between Pixar Pier, Cars Land, that backstage area that I don't really, they need it probably, but, you know, like, they could just, and it'd be fine. Put something there that you get to fly, right? Like, it'd be flying, wouldn't it? I think it'd be flying. All right, we are running out of time. We are into Geeks Corner Plus. We've covered all of our topics. If you have any questions for us, if you have any comments that you'd like us to address, let us know in the comments. We'll stick around for a few more minutes, and hopefully the bugs don't get to us.
Oh, they've already chomped me up. I thought
this was citronella, but what do I know?
They've already chomped me up.
It is true. And but we will answer any questions you might have in the next minute or two or three, and enjoy a cooler evening. Like it's getting better out here.
There's no helicopters out tonight.
I don't know where the hummingbird went. I have not seen it since we left. I do see a spider flying in front of us. That's exciting, isn't it?
Don't do that.
Way over there now.
Where my water is?
It went past your water. That was very impressive. Hummingbird is gone, unfortunately. It'd be fun if it was back. There are some doves asleep right up there. That's kind of fun. Like,
where?
In the corner, right up there. The other geek's corner.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, if you get bug bites in your face, use pimple patches.
Oh, that's a good idea. I do have pimple patches.
There you go.
I do also have the bug bite
the more you know.
Thing, which is the thing that extracts the
venom.
Venom.
Okay.
I do also have a bug bite tool that it's very hot. It hurts, but it makes your bug bite stop itching.
Okay. I do see your question, Clocky, of will I see the Haunted Mansion movie again? Absolutely.
He has to.
At least once, maybe twice, just because there's so much in it that I want to focus on. How was that for not saying anything and saying stuff?
That's good.
Yeah, I thought so. If you want to know what I thought right after the movie, you can go see our article about the premiere, or you can go check it out on Twitter. And I think I put it on Facebook too, but you can see my immediate reaction because we were allowed a social media reaction right after the movie. There's bugs everywhere now.
It's a June bug.
Oh, it's a June bug. That's so magical.
But it's July.
But we are running out of time. So Katie, what should people do?
Check out appsmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Subscribe to our Patreon, where we can't guarantee that you won't get bit by bugs, but you might get bit by bugs and have a Patreon subscription to us. And that's a plus, right?
And we've got some cool stuff going up there. But also make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you see Queenie and the Jambalaya Jazz Band. Hopefully Friday night, we will have video up as quickly as we possibly can. And I think we have some other stuff coming up there, too, that you won't want to miss. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you round the corner.
Bye.